You have found the morning mindset. I hope that's what you were looking for. My name is Kerry Green. The morning mindset is here to help us as followers of Jesus Christ get our minds aligned with the truth of God's word. Now think about that phrase, getting our mind, our thinking, aligned with the truth as God reveals it in the scriptures. If you are not a follower of Christ, hey, welcome here anyway. I'm glad you're here. You're going to learn a lot from the scriptures, as you'll see as we go on. Now, friends, I want to start out by asking you, if you have heard this phrase, or maybe you've even said this phrase yourself before, where someone says, yeah, it's okay, but it doesn't fill me up. What are they saying when they say that? Well, whatever it is they're describing, they're saying doesn't give them a lot of fulfillment or a lot of meaning, or it doesn't give them satisfaction in one way or another. Now, let me twist that statement just a little bit on its head and ask you a question. What fills up your Christian living? So said another way, as a Christian, what fills you up so that you can do the things and live in the way you should as a Christian? That's what we're going to be digging into today in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 10. So get out your Bible. We're going to look at that in just a moment. But before we get there, I want to remind you, coming up on Friday is our Pray Together episode. This is a longer episode where I pray for requests that you, the listeners, have submitted. If you have something that's going on in your life that you would love thousands, and I mean thousands of people, to be praying for, please submit it to us. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer and use the form that you find there to submit your request. Okay, as we get started, let's pray for God to help us understand what His Word says to us. Father, it's very simple. We don't understand your word unless you reveal it to us. So help us as we read and understand the context to grasp the meaning that you have for us. And Holy Spirit, please apply it to our lives. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Ephesians chapter 4 is where we've been in our Christian behavior series. We're looking at how it is that Christians are to live in this world and why. Today, we're looking at this question of what fills up your Christian living. So in other words, what's the source from which you are living as a Christian? Ephesians 4, 7 through 10 reads this way. It says, "But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and gave gifts to men." In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower regions, the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above the heavens, that he might fill all things. Now, right there at the tail end of verse 10, you see the phrase we're focusing in on, that he might fill all things. So, friends, this whole description that the Apostle Paul has given us is very simply a description of God extending his grace to mankind by sending his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus descended to the earth. You see, Paul mentioned that in verse number 9. And then when he resurrected from the grave and he went back into heaven, he ascended above all the heavens for a reason. And the reason there at the end of verse 10 is that he might fill all things. Now, I picture it as the bowl, so to speak, of history, you know, being this vessel. And Jesus himself is the one who is filling it with his purpose, his personality, his power. He is the one who is orchestrating and directing all of what we call human history. And he came to this earth. He lived a perfect life. He died to pay the penalty for our sin and to conquer the power of sin so that he could ascend back into heaven and apply those great gifts of grace to human history, to your life and to mine. So when I ask that question, what fills up your Christian living? I want you to change your thinking about that as you move forward in light of what Paul teaches us here. Your response and my response should always be, the thing that fills up my Christian living is Jesus Christ himself. He lives in me. His resurrection power is now mine to make use of in my daily life. And my goal, my ambition is to live a Christian life fueled by Jesus himself. So friends, begin looking at your day today in this different light. Who are you going to interact with? What are the responsibilities that are on your plate? Recognize the resources and very person of Jesus is available to help you live the right kind of life in those areas. Lord Jesus, give us a vision for what it is you've called us to today. Enable us to serve you and serve others in your power and strength with the kind of love that only you have. Jesus, this is supernatural stuff, but you are a supernatural king. So guide us in our obedience and our application of this truth today. Renew our minds for your name's sake. Hey friends, before you sign off for this episode, can I remind you about a couple of things? The first and the most important is that if you would like to become a follower of Jesus Christ, to really make Jesus Lord of your life, you can find out how to do that by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. You'll find that link in the description for this episode. Also, remember what I mentioned at the beginning, that we have an upcoming Pray Together episode. If you have a request or a praise you would like to share with the Morning Mindset family, you can do so using your name or anonymously. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer. You'll find that link in the description for this episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.